It is estimated that on any given morning, the average person uses up to 20 cosmetic products before they leave the home. But is it possible that we are exposing ourselves to harmful chemicals that can affect our health? Author and self-proclaimed makeup addict Stacey Malkin is challenging the cosmetics industry by releasing her book, Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry. And she joins us in our studio with more. Welcome.
Oh,
this
thank
is alarming
you.
Because everybody, men and women, we use all kinds of products. And let's take a look at this list that we put together from your book of some of the problems that we will find. We're talking lead in lipstick. Some of the other things you have is the phthalates in lotions, neurotoxins in the mascara we use, and coal tar in shampoo. First of all, why is this in there, and how bad is this?
Well, many products, unfortunately, and we're talking about shampoos, deodorants, lotion, makeup, even baby shampoos contain carcinogens, hormone-disrupting chemicals, chemicals that have never been tested for health effects, and we're putting these chemicals on our bodies, in our hair, on our babies, day after day, and the toxic exposures are adding up.
Okay, and what's it doing to us?
Well, we see, unfortunately, as we know, many increases in certain types of cancer, infertility, learning disabilities. There's a lot of evidence showing that chemical pollutants are contributing to those increases in chronic diseases. So we think it's a good idea to reduce toxic exposures wherever we can, you know, starting with the products we put on our bodies.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the things you've brought, because, you know, here's the, is that shampoo there that we probably all used at one time or another?
Yes. We analyzed a dozen popular baby shampoos and children's bubble baths and found that all of them contained 1,4-dioxane, which is a probable human carcinogen, according to the EPA. It was not listed on the labels. Companies don't have to tell us about contaminants or fragrance chemicals. So often toxins that aren't on the label are in the products. This is a very cute product, you know, obviously meant to appeal to children.
Bubble bath,
It has a warning label right on it that says prolonged exposure may cause urinary tract irritation.
Let me just turn this around.
And
no,
actually, many children's products have that.
Really?
You don't really want kids sitting in a tub for a long period of time with these chemicals.
Okay, you know what I'm looking at? It's a choking hazard warning, so I don't think I would even notice the other one. Okay.
And I found this at, you know, at ground level where a child will find it, grab it, not let go of it.
Okay, lipstick, we wear it every day.
Yes, we found 61% of lipsticks contain lead, including some high-end brands. This is a $24 tube of lipstick that definitely does not need to contain lead.
Okay, and finally these products.
Some of the more toxic products, very disturbingly, are targeted women of color. We see skin whitening creams. This has hydroquinone, highly toxic, banned in Europe, legal in the U.S. And then here's another example of a product, hair relaxer, targeting children. You know, they've got a five-year-old on the cover.
Now, I have to ask you, have there been scientific studies to prove to us that these are harmful to us? Because we're just going to take your word for this, but I'm sure there are some people who would say this is not true.
Well, what we know is that some of these chemicals are known to cause cancer health effects. You know, the companies will say it's just a little bit of toxin in the baby shampoo. Yes, it's true, but we're using these products every day and the exposures are adding
up. What about the FDA? What about the EPA? Isn't somebody regulating this industry?
Well, most people are surprised to find out no. Companies can put any chemical nearly into personal care products, no safety testing, without telling that's everything that's on the label. So this industry needs to be regulated, and that's what we're working toward.
Right. Yes. Raising awareness. Okay, what can we do if we don't want to use any of this and we want to use the right stuff? What do you do?
Okay, simplify. Look at product labels, look for fewer chemicals, try to avoid synthetic fragrance. We also have a database where you can look up products called Skin Deep, free database at safecosmetics.org. So, you know, there are tools and resources for us to do our own research, and until the industry is regulated, that's what we have to do.
Okay. I know you're wearing a little foundation. I don't see any lipstick on. Is that on purpose?
Well, I do wear makeup. I love makeup. I believe all makeup can and should be safe.
Okay. And we have some help now. So if you'd like to learn more about all of this, you can go to our website, abc7chicago.com. Click on See It on TV, and the websites you mentioned will be there, too. Thank you very much. And you were speaking this Sunday at an event.
Sunday at the Green Festival. Check out the Green Festival Sunday at noon.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
When we come back, Mr. Food is going to...